Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Again, we are on day two in our thought about covering. And we ended yesterday's session with the fact that man cannot handle truth. History shows it, and when God sent his only son, showing who God really is, we hang him on a cross. Because we have our made up minds of how God is going to move, and we have this, what I call something we hide behind, cover, that we make ourselves. So when Adam and Eve sin, you know, in the beginning, they try to cover up with fig leaves. And I see this in our life, that can be many things. But when we stand before God and in his presence, we understand we are naked for him. He knows us, he sees us. And there's no use blaming others, as we read there in the beginning, or to blame circumstances. He knows. And he wants to clothe us. He has a purpose. And what we need is just to surrender everything to him. So Father, we thank you for your blessing and opportunity to speak about you and share the thoughts that you give us. You are a wonderful God who comes in many ways, and you have angles and things hidden in your word that we can ponder upon and just wait for you to open up and reveal things hidden. That's our longing, Lord. So may you help us to see you as you are, without any cover or selfish things that can hinder our way. You want to know you, Lord, so may you bless your word. If you go to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 12, you can read here, it's Paul talking about Moses, and from verse 12, therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face, so the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their hearts. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So here he's speaking how they were reading his word, but there's a veil. You know, the Old Testament, there's shadows of what was to come. And when Christ came, the veil was broken. And it is open. The way is open to the tree of life. So we can receive God's Holy Spirit. But my thought is, do we really want everything? Here we see Paul saying that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And as we see in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, that's the Word of God. That's how we should look. And then we have to put away all covering, veil. And what I mean by that, like the Old Testament, like how they read the scriptures, you know, they did everything God told them to do, but it became at the end just rituals. They did it just for traditions, but there was a type of something to come. And Paul is describing here how Moses' face shone after he's been in God's presence, and how he used a veil. When he came down from Sinai after being with God, we know he received the commandments, his face was radiant, because he had spoken with the Lord. And what happened is that the Israelites, they were afraid to come near him. So Moses had to put a veil, a covering over his face. And when Moses went to speak with the Lord again, then he removed the veil. And when he came out and spoke God's word to the people, he did so without the veil, but then he had to put it on again because they couldn't stand it. He had to soften the glory of God because the people could not endure the brightness of Moses' face. It's written in Exodus 34. So they wanted. They needed a veil as a protection between the people and the reflection of the Lord's glory. So you can see how people really are afraid of God's presence. And you have another story also. It's in Exodus 20 from verse 18. Now all the people witnessed the thunderings, the lightning, the flashes, the sound of the trumpets, and the mountains smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. Then he said to Moses, "You speak with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die." They thought they were going to die, because they were so afraid when God came down and spoke directly to the people. So they asked Moses to stand as a man in the middle. It's a type of Christ here, because they were afraid to stand in his presence. But now, after Christ came, access to God is no longer hidden behind a covering. What separated humanity from God has now been removed, and access to God is open directly through the blood of Jesus. And as we read in 2 Corinthians, there was a blindness, a veil. And the veil, it's like it becomes a safety, but it's a false safety. They would rather hang on to that veil and that cover with their traditions and their rituals, because the truth is too hard to handle. And what happens very often is when the people are getting attacked for their beliefs. So I believe when someone attacks others for what they believe, it's very often because they don't want to press on forward. Really, they are satisfied. They have stopped searching further on with the Lord. And then they're ones who wants to follow the truth and carry on. They become a problem for them, and maybe they feel condemned. You have the story of Paul. He thought he was doing God a favor, and he persecuted the Christians. And then on the road to Damascus, when he was thrown off his high horse, and he did really see without the veil, the covering that he has made up by everything he's been taught. Then he saw Christ, who he really was, and it was quite an experience. And it changed Paul's life, but that didn't make him start attacking the Pharisees, persecuting the one who followed the law. He was preaching the revelation that he saw. And, you know, it's not easy for many to be different from the world. It has a price to walk in truth. Like Israel, when they wanted to have a king like the other nations. That is also kind of a covering. They wanted to have a king between themselves and God. They didn't want to take a stand with everything that the prophets spoke to them. But they wanted to have something between. And you know, that story, it repeats itself many times, and especially today. Just want to be like others, and you see the church world, you can't see the difference any places anymore. And also when you go back to the Old Testament, you see the heroes, it's written in the Hebrews. They lived by inspiration and faith. They talked to God, not by following rituals. And when you see the Pharisees who lived at the same time as Jesus, they should have, they read about that also. They should have recognized this. But instead, they focus more on doctrines and rituals and traditions, the law, and forget really how they actually lived, with inspiration and guidance from the Lord. They became a type of how the Holy Spirit's really functions in our lives. Because access to God now takes place from within. And we see that people, they do not fully endure standing before God without a covering. And we create coverings for ourselves so that it does not become too close or too intimate. I call it a religious covering. and we can hide behind that and we can call it worship. But really, you can go back and see how Adam and Eve just started covering themselves. And I want to speak more of the history, how what had happened through the years. Because I believe the covering is really it's the same as Elijah's cry, the shout, come out of her, my people. It's to take away all these coverings, the things we hide behind, and turn fully back to God again. That's our prayer, and that's what we want. But I won't go any further today. We can continue tomorrow. So, may the Lord bless you today and give you a wonderful day. Amen.